John?
The only thing that's challenged, 5 years of tamoxifen up front, is 5 years of an AI. And I hear all the switch studies, but there is no sequence data. And so we're comparing apples and oranges when we say that the switch could be as good as upfront data. And until that sequence data comes through, I think we've got to accept what we have. We published this data 3-4 years ago, which is we took a population of people who'd never had adjuvant therapy, 1,000 people. And if you look at the DFI in those patients, it's exactly the same for ER-positives and ER-insensitive negatives. If you then take them when they get their recurrence, then clearly the response to therapy, hormone therapy, shows through. And that shows an overall survival because of what happened after the DFI. If you take those 400 people who got the recurrence, and you now know their hormone sensitivity from what happened after, there's a huge separation in the ER-positive hormone sensitives and the ER-positive hormone insensitives in terms of the recurrence rate. And so what happens is, and it's here, if you've got a hormone-sensitive ER-positive tumour, of those people who are going to recur, only 20% of them have recurred in the first 2 years. But if you've got an ER-positive hormone-insensitive cancer, of those ones who are going to recur, 60% have recurred within the first 2 years.
So they act like ER-negatives?
Absolutely, they act like ER-negatives. And so you get a different population, which is why you get different hazard ratios. Because when you move into the 2 to 3 years, you're left with a hormone-sensitive phenotype, ER-positive. And so you can't compare apples and oranges. The final point I was going to make to that is that these are the group who perhaps will be helped with an aromatase inhibitor. If you believe the HER2 data, these are exactly the group who will be possibly prevented having a recurrence if you treat them up front.